Grace to you and peace by God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Little Timmy comes running in to see his mom. Little Timmy is 6 years old, just getting back from school, and he sees his mom and he says, "Mom, where did I come from?" The mom sighs a deep sigh. She was really hoping that her husband would be around whenever this question was asked. She was really hoping that little Timmy would be quite a bit older before he asked such a question. But life happens, I guess. And so she sits little Timmy down, and to the best of her ability, being age appropriate, she describes and talks about all the things going on, and she explains everything that she can to little Timmy. Afterwards, as little Timmy gets up, she looks at little Timmy and she goes, "Timmy, why did you even ask? What brought this on?" Little Timmy looks at her, kind of the deer in the headlights look, and he goes, "Well, Johnny said he was from Chicago, and I was just wondering where I was from." Miscommunications happen. Sometimes you say one thing, and the person that is on the receiving end of that hears something almost completely different. They misinterpret, they mishear, they misunderstand, and all of a sudden you have this miscommunication that seems to go back and forth. What's being said? What's trying to be said? And all of a sudden you have this big misunderstanding. A lot of times whenever the church itself talks about this big word, love, we have a lot of misunderstanding. When we go through the Bible and we scour Holy Scripture looking for not just references to love, but discussions about love and what's going on with love, we find quite a bit. We find quite a bit. In 1 John chapter 4, we find that love originates from God. And even this, to somebody who's not used to hearing that, might find it a little scandalous almost. To think that we have a tendency to think of love being an outpouring from ourselves. That love comes from us and then goes from us. To discover that love actually begins in our Heavenly Father. That love comes from our Heavenly Father and we receive it. That's a change of perspective. That's a change of understanding. We also tend to misjudge love, or I shouldn't say misjudge, but miscommunicate with this idea of love whenever we think of the warm fuzzies. I said it, the warm fuzzies. We tend to look at love as this great, big, massive emotion, but then that's it. Only the big emotion. We see it displayed in our books, we see it displayed in our movies, in our sitcoms, on television at night. When we read or hear or see things that are dedicated to love, all too often the big emotion is the only thing that we see, the only thing described, the only thing referenced. And yet, when we look in Holy Scripture, we see something that's completely different. Love is a lot of times talked about with its attributes. Think of 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. All of these attributes of love. All of these things. Love is almost described as a verb. If we go back to Paul in Ephesians 5, we see Paul describing marriage. And he says, "Husbands, love your wives." And he's not talking about husbands having big, warm, fuzzy feelings towards their wives. He actually later goes on to say, "Love your wives as Christ loved the church by sacrificing of himself, giving himself up for the sake of his bride." And so it is that love also sacrifices. Sacrifices of oneself. Love calls us through our Heavenly Father. And it basically is an action verb almost. Love has many attributes. And whenever we just try to make it and summarize it into one big fuzzy emotion, we end up missing the point of what is being described in Holy Scripture. Even think of our text today, our very hard reading, right, of the what's sometimes called the shrewd manager in the gospel lesson for today. Notice how it ends. You cannot love both God and money. I'm pretty sure that Jesus isn't talking about people that have warm, fuzzy emotions towards money. He's talking about a love of money that causes a person to sacrifice for the sake of getting more, or to do all kinds of things in order to achieve more money as opposed to anything else, to almost make money into an idol. Which kind of brings us to our last point. Love transforms. It transforms. And I know that's kind of the part of this sermon that we really want to get to, but if you really think about love, and especially if you think about love, the two other things that we've brought up, that love originates from God, that love in a lot of ways is an action verb. We look at the signs of love. We look at all the things that go with love. We also see that love transforms. And love of God and love from God transforms you. Through faith in Christ Jesus, through the working of the Spirit, through love that we have received, we as Christians tend to act differently. In the Gospel of John, whenever Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, notice what he says, "You go and do likewise." And he's not talking about how we as Christians are called to wash everybody's feet. He is talking about how Christ himself made himself a servant, taking on a job that is considered very lowly for the sake of others. And so it is that as Christians, we all too often are called to that very task. As Christians, we are known by our love, and we should be known by our love for others. We should be the ones that care for others, even when to the rest of the world they seem almost unlovable. We should be the ones who sacrifice of ourself for the sake of the person who is in need. We as Christians are called to a sacrificial life of love. Love that comes from us because it first came from Him. Transformed by love. It changes us. It changes who we are and what we do. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. And it doesn't mean we're going to go out and love perfect. We're still going to have some of those times where we miscommunicate, misunderstand, or should I say it downright, sometimes we sin. We fall short of the glory of God. And it's in those moments that we are reminded again and again of the great love that our Lord has for us, that He sent His only Son for our sake, for your sake, because He loved you so much. But then, knowing that we are forgiven, experiencing forgiveness through Christ Jesus, knowing that we have that new life through our baptism, through the very work of the Spirit, we are called to a life of love. A life that doesn't just have this big emotion that we see in the movies, but actually has a life of kindness, of patience, of that sacrificial love for others. That we give of our time, talents, treasures for the sake of love. That we give of ourselves for the sake of love. The love that we received, we can so freely give. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.